Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamis Kufam and Aleph. We're holding on Sadi Tesla Mabeis, 8 lines from the Banim Tan Rabbanan. So we learned, says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Asara in Cholkulam Truma Beis Agranis. There are 10 categories of people that we don't divide for them Truma in the Beis Agranis, different reasons, as we'll see in the Gemara. Ve'elu Hein, Chere, Shaita, Vakaton, Tumta, Vandragnes, Va'evid, Va'isha, Va'aro, Va'tame, Vinais, Isha, Shaina, Higenislai. All these 10 categories, we'll go through each one in a moment. Ve'kulam Ishagalam Levatayam, all these people, even though we won't give them Truma in the Beis Agranis, we will send them truma to their houses, except for someone who's tame and someone who marries a woman that is aser tim, and we'll see the reason for that in the Gemara. So bishlam mecher sheitev a katan, someone who's a deaf mute halachically like a sheita, an actual sheita in the katan, we won't give them truma in the base of deshan because labnei dea they knew they only have das, so it's a bizarre to the truma. They're not a man or a woman, they're somewhere in between, so it's also bizarre to the truma. Eved nami dema asasu kmi truma liyochsen in eved because people might assume that he's a kayin. They're disgusting, so it's a design to the truma. A kind who marries a woman that's aser tamishim kanasa. So everyone makes sense. Ela isha my time of life, but why won't we give out truma in the base of granis to a woman? One of them said that gzeira, because maybe she's going to get divorced and then be aser ti truma, and people won't know that and they'll still give her truma. The other one said because of yichud, we don't want her to be alone with a man in the base of granis, which are generally far away from the cities. It's close to town, so you won't have a concern of grusha because people know her. Not a lot of people are there, so you have a problem of yichud. Inami de merchak, it's far away, so you have a problem of grusha. But v'shchichi ba'inshi, but there's a lot of people there, so you don't have a problem of yichud. Next, the Braisa said, that the only exceptions are, we won't even send it to their house by a tame and a nice isha shina genesli. Now, before we had tame and aro in the same category. Here it's mashma, only a tame we won't send it to his house. Of our aro, mishagrin lay. It's mashma and aro, we will send it to his house. My tame, why is an aro any different? He's the same ma'is as a tame. Mishum to honest, because an aro, at least he's an aines. His brothers died from mila. He cannot get a mila, so therefore he's an aines. We'll at least send it to his house. Well, says the Gemara tame nami honest. Times the tummy is also an aines, so why won't we send it to his house? Says the Gemara, there's different levels. High nafish ainsay, violate nafish ainsay. Arol, his mamish, nothing he could do. It's a medical condition, so it's a total aines. Him at least will send it to his house, but the tummy could have been more careful. We won't send it to his house. Ten rabbanim we learned in the Braisa. Ha'eved ve'isha in cholkem lam truma bebeis agranes. We don't give truma to an eved or a woman in the beis agranes. Uvamakom shacholkem nice in leisha tchila. Upaitre nice in miyad. And when you do give it to a woman, you give it to a woman before the man, and you dismiss her right away. My comma, what's the Braisa saying? You just told me you don't give it to her, and then you're saying if you do give it to her first, what's that supposed to mean? You don't give it to her. Hachikamer, this is what it means to say that b'makim shachalke ma'aser ani, that when you do give it to her, meaning not truma but ma'aser ani, which was given in the cities in the by the houses, so there was no problem of yicha and there was no problem of grusha. So then nice and leisha tchila, then you make sure to give a woman before the man. My time, why to a woman first? Misham zilusa, it's a zilusa, it's a desire for a woman to be waiting around. Amar Rava says Rava that mireishikev also gavra vitzel adina kamay. Originally, when a woman and a man would come to a din Torah in front of me, two different cases. So I have a Sharina Tigra, the Gavra Bresha. I used to always settle the man's din Torah first. I mean, the Mechayiv Mitzvah, he's Chayiv Mitzvah, he has to go back to the Beis Medrash and learn Torah. However, once I heard this, that a woman, it's a Zilusa for it to be waiting around. So then, Sharina Tigra, the Itzav Resha, I started doing the din Torah of the women first. My time in Mishim Zilusa, it's a design for it to be waiting around, so this way she could go home right away. Hegdilu Ataruvais. The Mishnah said that if the Kehenes and the Shifka had their children mixed up, so they're not allowed to get married because each one of them's Eved, a Safik Eved, Safik Kayin. So they can't marry a Kasher, maybe he's an Eved, can't marry a Pasul, maybe he's a Kayin. But once they get older, they free each other, so now none of them are an Eved, it's just one of them is a Kayin, one of them is a Yisrael. So each one's a Safik Kayin, Safik Yisrael. Now they could definitely get married, they just have to make sure to marry someone who's Rai Lekahuna. Says the Gemara Shikru, it's Mashma Ibai Eni Bayulai, Ilai Bayulai. It's only if they want to, if they free each other, if they do it, so now they'll be able to get married. Vamai, why is that true? They should be mechuyev to free each other because they have a mitzvah's puravu, which they're unable to keep if they're not freed. Like we said, they can't get married to a kasha or a apostle. So says the Gemara in Achanami, Amarava ima kaifin oisei mishachrin zedzeh. What the Mishnah means is that we actually force them to free each other. And the Mishnah said all the different halachites of a safik Yisrael, safik kain. And then the Mishnah ends off, the nice nalayim chumre v'chulu, we give them the chumres of a kain and the chumres of Yisrael. Yisrael. Now says the Gemara, L'may Hechazah, we just went through a whole bunch of different halachas, and then it says a general thing, we give him the chumers of a kind in Yisrael. What's that referring to? Amar Apapala Minchasam, for their mincha. Karba Minchas Yisrael, you do kamitza and the shirayim gets eaten. A minchas kayin, the whole thing gets burned. So for a mincha, we give the chumers of both, meaning, nikmetzas kaminchas Yisrael, you do the kamitza like the minchas Yisrael, veina nechelas kaminchas kayhana, but you don't eat it like the mincha of a kayin. So okay, that's what you do with it, what happens? Ha-kayimetz kar v'atzmai v'ashirayim kreven v'atzman. You first bring the kayimetz like the minchas Yisrael, and then you bring the shirayim as if it's a minchas kayin. Says the Gemara, but on the tzad that you, it's a minchas Yisrael, bringing the shirayim is aser. Ikri kan kol shemi menu liyishim ariv v'atakhtiru. When it comes to minchas Yisrael, it's also to burn the shirayim. Says the Gemara, I'm Ravida Beit Rav Shimon Pazi, the Masak Lulashim eats him. You do it as fire fuel, not as a carbon. And that's not a problem by Minchas Yisrael. Kerb Elazar, the Tanya Rav Elazar, I'm there. Lorech Nichayach, he had to ma'al of a tamal Lulashim eats him. That even though there's an Isser, Val Taktiru, to burn the shirayim of a Minchas Yisrael, it's only if you do it Lorech Nichayach as a carbon. But if you do it as fire fuel, so that's mutter. Hanichel Rabbi Lazar says as the Gemara, that's fine if you're Rabbi Lazar, but according to the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan make a lemeimar, they hold it's aser even the shum eitzim. So what are you going to do with the shirayim? Says the Gemara, different eitzah. Davila Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Aimer, Hakayim eitz karev laatzmai vashirayim ispazna beis adeshan. You put it next to the mizbeach on the beis adeshan. That's where you burn it. And vafil the Rabbanan like pligali Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, el b'minchas chayta shokayhanim. And even though it's true, the Rabbanan there argue that was dafka by minchas chayta shokayhanim the basa krav. Because it could be brought to the Mizbeach. So then the Rabbanan argued that it has to. But over here in our case, by the Safik Kain, Safik Yisrael, where it's not a Basa Krava, it cannot be brought to the Mizbeach. I feel the Rabbanan might do that, you can put it onto the Beis HaDeshan.